Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Indeed, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, on the River Talk Radio Network, which includes now yet another new radio frequency, 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, Facebook, a live stream of it on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, also on the Dimitri Vassilaris profile page. I guess it's called a profile page or something. And I know there are a lot of people copying my page because the show's real popular. Look for the account that has the 7,500 followers. That way you know it's mine as opposed to like two or three followers in Nigeria. So it's Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Vassilaris rhymes with Assilaris, only with a V. And by all means, see the show if you like. Nothing to see. We do every once in a while have some very good guests, including the guest that we have now. Her name is Christina Smith, and she is with Health Markets Insurance Agency. Full disclosure, I love Serena Heckathorne. Serena Heckathorne is gold. She is my Health Markets Insurance agent. She is also a client of mine, Dimitri 2020 LLC. I do personal endorsements for her. I tell people all about Health Markets and Serena. And this is not a commercial for Health Markets. This is a public service event that has been put together by Christina Smith that is really heartwarming, and I want you to understand what this is and how you can participate. It's going to be happening Thursday. So, Christina Smith, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
Good morning, Dimitri. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Great.
How
are you? Great. Are you at the St. C. Office there for Health Markets, or are you still at home?
Yes, nope. I'm in the office today.
All right. Great. Is Michaela behaving herself?
Yeah.
All right, good. And did you did you suggest to her that a good middle name for her baby could be Dimitri or Dimitria?
I sure did.
And did she think it was a good idea?
Well, she giggled, you know.
Did I say something funny? Oh, well, whatever. So, Christina, you got in touch with me, hadn't gotten in touch with me a few days ago, saying that you wanted to do something really, really great for some kids. Give me some background on this again, please, because I'm not quite clear on this. So what exactly are you going to be doing Thursday?
So Thursday, tomorrow, I am doing a donation to the Ohio Rise program. They help kids with immediate needs. It's a Medicaid-based program, but they help kids and their families find the resources that they need to get through certain situations. And so tomorrow I will be in Health Markets, my team, we will be donating 10 beds, bed sets and pillows to two groups of children out of our surrounding community, or counties, sorry, excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you say beds, what are we talking about here? Like a king size or a queen size or more like a cot, or what are we looking at here?
So each family is going to receive a twin size bed frame, a twin size mattress, and the entire bed set. So they get to walk out with a whole brand new comfortable bed to sleep in.
My goodness gracious. Now this is for foster families, foster children, or who is this for exactly now?
Not all of them are foster children. They work with families. Their main goal is to keep all the families together, but in certain situations where that might have to be moved around a little bit, the families that they do end up with or family members may not have those immediate needs met. So that was a concern of one of the care coordinators who actually happens to be a good friend of mine, kind of picked her brain, and she said, beds is always something that we could use. So I thought that would be a fantastic way to give back to our community.
Oh, no question. Are we talking about Vicky or Lindsay?
Actually, neither one of those, even though they're both fantastic. Her name is Kylie DiCarlo. I went to school with her.
Oh, okay, fine. A part of the DiCarlo Pizza Empire?
I'm sure somehow, yeah.
Okay,
just lost
all right.
The car load.
Great. So you spoke with the care coordinator, Vicky and her director, Lindsay. What are their full names, by the way? Do you know their full names?
I do know it's Vicky Fix. I believe it's Lindsay Brandon.
All right. So you spoke with them, and what exactly did they tell you? What else did they say that they needed or wanted?
So I met Vicky at a Jefferson County Resource Network meeting and explained to her that I wanted to somehow become more involved with that program, and that I had spoke to Kylie and I wanted to learn about how I would go about donating these beds. She said, you know, let me get with my director, see what we can do. She got back a hold of me and said, hey, we love that you are so generous to do this, and let's get it together. Let's work out the details.
That
is so
I've
been working with her here and there, and now I have everything set up, and tomorrow between 11 and 3, the care coordinators and some families will be coming to the St. Clairsville office to pick up their new beds.
That is great. What is Ohio Rise?
Exactly what it's called, I'm not sure.
Okay. But that's part of the organization that is helping you put this together, right?
Yes, it's a Medicaid program.
All right, great. So these beds, did people donate these beds, or did Health Markets buy these beds? What's the story with the beds? 10 beds is a big deal, let me tell you.
Yes. So Serena actually purchased the bed frames and the mattresses. And my mother, Vicky White, decided to donate the 10 bed sets.
Oh, that's wonderful. What does one cost? I have no idea what beds cost.
We kept the whole budget pretty decent. We were actually able to purchase all 10 beds below our budget. So that was really great. And the delivery time was fantastic. So, yeah, as for a specific price, I'm not entirely sure, but we did make sure that we were able to get the 10 beds.
That is great. And what company did you get them from? Do you want to give them a shout-out?
Wayfair, actually.
Wayfair. Okay, well, that's good for Wayfair. In fact, our studio audience loves that. Wayfair! How about Wayfair? Thank you. All right, so tomorrow... St. Clairsville office of Health Markets Insurance Agency. You're on National Road, a few doors up from Texas Roadhouse and DeFelice Pizza. You're in a little office park there. What exactly are we going to see starting at 11 o'clock at the Health Markets location there?
So I did invite a couple local businesses to come over if they wanted to, and we'll have those families coming in between those times, probably not all at once, but stopping in, we'll chat, and I'll help them, you know, we'll help load the beds and see if there's anything else that we can do in the future, coordinate. But other than that, it's going to be pretty quiet.
All right, well... I'm planning on being there anyway. I'm looking forward to that. Would you like to have other people there? Would you like to have my listeners there?
I mean, sure. If they would like to stop by and just find more about what Ohio Rise does and how they can help in this community, because they do work in Belmont County as well, Jefferson, Harrison, Carroll County, so... Absolutely.
All right. And if people would like to make a donation, either a bed or a bed, what is the word for the pillows and the sheets and all that? Bedding, is that what it's called? Or what's the
word? Sure, yeah, bed sets, bedding.
Okay, bed sets, bedding. All right, fine. If people would like to do that, if somebody would like to go to a store and buy some bedding, it's twin size beds, is that right?
Yes, that's what we did.
All right. Could they then bring the new bedding that they bought at the mall or the plaza, because I know you're right there, right above there, and just bring it to your St. Clairsville Health Markets store and donate that?
You mean like tomorrow?
Or whenever, yeah.
Sure. I mean, absolutely, because I could always be in touch with Vicki. And if anybody wanted, if that was an idea that somebody would like to do, I would encourage to stop over tomorrow between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. and talk to the director and some of the care coordinators and see how they can help.
Okay, that would, yeah, that'd be great. So for my listener, let me tell my listeners right now, if you would like to help out this wonderful organization, this wonderful project, having beds for these poor kids that, I mean, I don't know if they share beds with other kids or if they sleep on the couch or the floor. I can't even imagine what their lives are like in some of these situations. I can't begin to imagine what these kids go through. I just can't. But you can actually make a difference in their lives, even if it's just bedding for a twin size bed. If you want
right.
to buy
something
the bed,
something so simple that we take for granted.
Absolutely. And you can do that and get in touch with Christina Smith, Health Markets Insurance Agency in St. Clairsville. Now, Christina, we're almost out of time, and I always give my guests the last word. It's a great opportunity for you to just review the key points that you have made and anything else, because I don't know what I don't know. Maybe I should have asked you something else and just, I don't know, you know, about why I didn't ask you that. So, and how to get in touch with you. So, Christina, can you just sum all this up for us again for tomorrow?
Okay, so, yeah, tomorrow the director and a few care coordinators from Ohio Rise will be here at Health Market St. Clairsville office between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., and we will have some families stopping by and some other care coordinators stopping by to pick up these beds. And I do encourage, if anybody wants to learn more about this program, absolutely stop by and talk to our wonderful ladies that will be here. And if you have any questions, reach out and I can get you the connections to that.
All right. And your address is 50966 National Road. And that's in the Little Business Plaza, a couple doors up from West Texas Roadhouse and DeFelice Pizza, and free parking and handicap accessible, right?
Absolutely.
And if people would like more information, how do they contact you, Christina Smith, at Health Markets?
They can call our phone number, 740-275-4922. You can press 1 and talk to anybody at the Steubenville office, or press 2 and speak to anybody here at the St. Clairsville office. We're all a team. We can all get you the information that you're looking for.
Great. And once again, that phone number for Health Markets is?
740-275-4922.
And anytime somebody wants to donate a new bedding for a twin bed to help these poor kids, you're more than happy to accept that and forward that to Ohio Rise. Is that right?
Absolutely.
That is fantastic. Christina Smith, you are doing great work. Health Markets, great work. Serena, she's just gold. We will see you there tomorrow. And thank you again so much for your efforts. It's just great. Christina, you have a great day, all right?
Thank you, Dimitri. I really appreciate it, and I will see you tomorrow.
Thanks again. Bye-bye. Christina Smith, Health Markets Insurance Agency. Again, you know, buy some bedding. Brand-new bedding. Buy some bedding. Take it to Health Markets, St. Clairsville. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. I can help you with your announcements as well for your community events. Just get in touch with me.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S. lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this.